In our congregation, we give people a job to do. For example, those sayings we just did. Remember, the first one is, what's the best thing I can do for you right now? And the second is, I'm going to be praying later. Is there anything I can pray for you about? Those are huge. But we give people jobs. We'll say three good things for Jesus every day this week. You might think, that's nothing. When was the last time you did? I was in the elevator. Now, I know most of the people in that hotel are probably church people, because we swarm. And yet, even in the elevator in the hotel, everybody faces forward. Don't you dare talk. Look at the numbers. If you say anything, let it be about the weather. We got weather, don't we? Yes, outside. But don't talk about Jesus. Don't say good things. Don't look at your server and say, may God bless you. We don't do that. Why not? I was never so ashamed as when I found out that my daughter had not lied to me. I'll explain. My sweet daughter waited tables 6 years to pay her way through college. And she told me that nobody wants to work Sunday afternoons. And I said, why? And she said, because Christians will complain more than any other group, and they will stiff you on the tips. And I didn't believe her, because that wasn't my experience with Christians, until I talked to over 24 other waiters and waitresses, and every one of them said the same thing. People, that kind of attitude will send us to hell. It's not a matter of clapping, hand raising, or someone plunking a guitar. It's that attitude that will send us to hell. We have got to be the people who are lavish in love, who tip people that aren't even our waiter and waitress. That freaks them the first couple times you ever... We saw this couple abusing their waitress. And she was doing the best she could. She wasn't in charge of the universe. There's certain laws of physics involved with heating up things. And yet they were getting all over her. They left and we saw that they had thrown down a handful of change. We walked over to her table right as she came around. I thought she probably thought we were going for the change. We tipped her. And she said, but why? And we said, we love the Lord and he loves you. And we couldn't, he just told us we couldn't let this happen to you. And walk away. It's really important to walk away. Because if you start talking then you start missing the moment. Let them just hear it.